Welcome back to our Coach's Corner program here on this Saturday morning. It is a presentation of Accent Chiropractic and Alliance, joined by head coach Travis Hawk of the Alliance Bulldogs. Bulldogs again lose a tough one on Friday night. 44-13 is the final score. The game close, good first half, though very close, competitive first half, coach. 14-7. At halftime, Aurora scores the first touchdown in the opening quarter. They get another one in the second quarter. We come right back. It's a one-touchdown game at the end of the first half. And if we look at some of this, did they do anything differently than maybe you had planned for or maybe had seen maybe previously on film or anything?
I think probably they ran more outside veer against us to the tight end, to the weak side tight end. It wasn't that we didn't prepare for it. They just hadn't done it that much. Their backs are very physical. And our outside backers were in a position where they were stepping down, getting quarterback, and our middle backers just couldn't get to the dive back. And that's something that we need to correct. We just weren't very physical. You know, I think if you kind of give an overview of what we need to work on, we have to figure out a way to stop the run. And we have to be able to run the football. And, you know, those two things are important. We have to become more physical, and we have to finish drives out. You know, in that first half, we kicked a 30-yard field goal. We were probably down inside the 15 and missed it. And then, you know, we had two or three other times down inside the 30 that we didn't score. And, you know, and the score, obviously, 44-13. But at halftime, I felt a lot like it was last week. I kind of felt like we were starting to take control, you know, and really that drive that we scored on, we moved the ball fairly easy down the field, you know, picking up decent chunks of yardage at a time. And the kids were confident at halftime. And so they really didn't do anything that we weren't ready for. Is the physical nature of the game started to take over,
and you could see that maybe that's what they wanted to try and get that established too. Right. when we started that second half, looking back at the first half a couple of times though, again they would move, but we got a couple of good sacks. I know we had a couple of blindside sacks. I know Colton Dubs had a great one. We had some good pressure on the quarterback. Unfortunately, again, their big fullback kind of on that little read play got loose a couple of times, like you say, and he was a load to bring down, wasn't he?
He was. Yeah. You know, he was bigger than most of our linemen. And a very, you know, he's a kid that's been around and played for him now. I think this is his third year, and a big physical specimen, and a nice compliment. The one thing they did do that they hadn't shown was that little inside shuffle.
Oh, right.
That's a nice compliment to an option game, because your quarterback's coming down the line. You have someone assigned to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. You have someone assigned to the pitchback. Well, they bring somebody underneath and flip him the ball, and it's just a nice compliment. When Coach Osborne was at Nebraska, they would run that with Scott Frost.
Sure.
and bring that guy underneath. And so, again, our linebackers are having a rough time scraping to where they needed to be, and that's because the line of scrimmage was getting controlled by Aurora. So we've got to work on pad level with our D-line, and we got to be able to hold the line.
You knew that they were going to get the ball to start the third quarter, so the first series of that third quarter was probably pretty key, too. They get a decent return. And score actually on their first series rather quickly. In fact, they get an 8-yard run by their fullback again, and so now it's a 22-7. They get the, and they lined up kind of weird too on the extra points a little bit, and they just kind of wanted to see probably how you lined up to decide whether they went for one or two on their extra points. Yeah,
it's called a swinging gate, and it's something that we've worked on. They went for it twice on us, and both the first time we ran option, and our kids literally stood kind of like they were surprised they were snapping the ball. I really don't even know what to say. And then they threw off of it once that it looked like the ball skipped into the receiver, but the ref is, you know, he's right
well,
there.
They call
so
it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it just gives you one more thing to prepare
sure,
for.
Sure.
You know, it's
one more thing to think about.
Yeah.
Nothing
right.
else. Yeah.
And it's something they, mm-hmm. what, it's just like you said, their coach comes out, looks at how you line up, and they'll either try to kick a field goal or attack you however you're lined up.
Yep.